Really don't know what to say this morning. I have a lot of questions. Do you? One of the questions that I have is, Lord, why me? And not Steve Stettler. Why James and Stephen? Why? Somebody penned the words one time, a long time ago, I don't need to understand, I just need to hold his hand. A lot of truth in that song. But it leaves us wanting more so many times because we'd really like to know a little bit as to why. We've been taught that all the promises in the Bible are ours and we can stand on all of them. And we've tried that. You've tried that. People have drawn scriptures and promises of God's word and tried to claim them for themselves only to realize that God gave a different answer than what we thought was going to be. We've prayed. We've fasted. You as a church family responded so well to the call to fast. It was a universal effort. We united together in asking God for his attention. Now, I don't have any doubt this morning. I cannot give you any negatives this morning that God did not hear our prayers. Because I know that as I asked him for his attention, I knew that he was listening to me. I believe that not only was he listening to me, that he was listening to every one of you too. Because I'm no different or any better than anybody else. And if he'll listen to me, he's listening to you. I believe that. It was a universal, united effort of asking God for his attention. We sought him. And I believe, again, it was a united, universal effort seeking for a divine intervention. We join together in seeking God. That's what he asked for. That's what he tells us to do, is ask, seek, and knock. And so we were asking, asking, and asking. We were seeking, seeking, and seeking. And I believe that God intervened. I believe that God stepped into the picture of our world, our church family, and he intervened. We knocked at the door of the great physician. We were joined together knocking at his door. The great physician is greater than all of the medicines of this world. Medicine said that there was nothing that they could do for either one of these fellas. In their own place, they were great men for God. One more quiet. They were both quiet, but when the one got to talking, he had something to say. James was more reserved, but he still held a responsibility, and he held it with dignity and integrity. The great physician could have, I have no doubt in my mind, and I believe, I don't have any reason to doubt any one of you thought any differently. The great physician could at any moment have touched him or just simply spoke the words, and they both would have been raised to wholeness once again. I believe that. That's what faith is. Faith is a grain of mustard seed. It's not how much and how great your faith is to walk up and make demands of God that he listen to my plea and make demands of God that he do it my way. I've prayed many times over the last year and a half, Lord, I don't want to tell you how to do your job. Why is it that I hesitate to tell God how to do his job? Because he tells me who is finite, And he is infinite. That means that I am so limited and he is unlimited. That his infinite being, his ways and his thoughts are higher than my ways and my thoughts. And while I grab a hold of promises in God's word that are based in my emotions, we can't separate our emotions. We try, we do our best, but it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, for us to separate our emotions from these present circumstances. As Troy so well stated at the beginning of Sunday school, we only look through a glass darkly. We are so limited in our vision today. The songwriter penned the words to a song that my wife and I enjoy singing. We've sung it a number of times in, I don't know, the last 10 years maybe. That there's a different picture. We see things differently from the shepherd's point of view. When we're down here in this life, we see so limited. We've talked about this in recent days. Benjamin spoke about it very well as well at one point. And we see so little, but God sees the entirety of the picture. And again, in the reality of his vision of the entire picture, I am reminded that his thoughts are so much higher than mine. And his ways are so much higher than my ways. It's been said a number of times, and I say it, and I will probably say it again, that it would appear from my little window of vision that God could have used James and Stephen to such a greater degree by giving them extended life. But God sees 5 years down the road. God actually sees 10 years and 20 years and 40 years down the road, and he knows exactly what is taking place, and he knows and has an answer to the question of why, and someday we might learn it. And then again, we might not. In the end, at the end of the day when the sun goes down and we are in the shadows of the loss, is our faith still holding to the one who is the anchor, the rock, the fortress? Because he knows so much greater than I know. He understands so much more than I understand. And for me to tell him that he messed up here, that he should have done something differently here, makes me cause him, or in my mind, cause him to become finite like me. And that's not the case. He is infinite. He is all wisdom, all knowing, all just. Well, but this isn't fair. It may not be fair in the definition that we use for the word fair, but it's just the way God has elected and chosen to perform his work. Whenever I rebel against the wisdom of God, I am trying to bring him down to my level so that I can understand. We have to leave God on his throne as the supreme creator, God, great physician, savior. You and I can do nothing. We cannot even begin to function without him. We need his presence and touch. And so I challenge every one of us this morning, while we have questions, I'm not even getting into the questions that I have. I stood with Marsh and Rick Jones the other day. These men who have studied the Bible intensely. Now, I don't agree with everything that they would teach. I believe they're good men. Their whole focus is to get people to heaven. And I posed some of the questions that I have to them, and they just stood there and nodded their head. And yeah, yeah. You see, God's not giving me an answer. But when I ask him the question why, I say, Lord, I don't need to understand. I just need to hold your hand. And that's what I propose to do. Because no matter how much I misunderstand or how much I don't know or how much I can't get a hold of it, can't wrap my brain around it, I have to remember that I am limited, greatly limited in knowledge and understanding and in vision. I see only through a glass darkly, but then one day I will see face to face. And for us, as we carry on and the vacancy is going to glare at us for a while, and Michelle's tears are going to hurt for a while, let's keep our hand in his hand, not trying to grab a hold of his hand for ourselves because we don't have a big enough hand, but allow him to hold our hand and for us to walk carefully and humbly in his presence and praise him for who he is and what he is and for his grace to us. Because all things work together for our good. I have no idea how that works. But I know that that promise has been given to the church, to the individuals of the church, that promise is something that you and I can hang on to, that all things work together for our good. That God does all things well. Even when I think I can point out this and this and this are huge negatives to that, God does all things well. And that I can trust him. And that I can trust him. In the back window of Brother and Sister Gibson's car is a pillow. Snapped a picture of it yesterday. It says, a day hemmed in prayer is less likely to unravel. If I could paraphrase that, it would simply be something like, let's keep our faith and confidence in him who is worthy of our faith and confidence because of who he is. That he is infinite, that he is omniscient, omnipowerful, and his grace extends to whosoever will may come. Praise God. It's in storms like these that we need an anchor. Mary Beth would come to the piano. You want to get your songbook. Let's turn to another song and sing it before we go home today. 569. The Hebrew writer said in the 6th chapter, you can see it there under the title, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. praise God. Let's sing it together. 569.
Praise God. Keep our anchor fastened. Hold steady. God's not finished yet. He's still working when we can't see Him working. Praise God. Keep our faith in Him, our trust and confidence in Him. He will see us through. Brother Edward, would you dismiss us in prayer?